Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed. I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Briley, all purpley and colors, and I look like a teacher today.
A teacher?
I don't know why I think
or a
that.
A bad art experiment.
A bad art experiment.
A teacher, you know, who was too close and something exploded in the art room.
Yes, an art teacher with
finger painting at a geriatric home on display. Yeah, but have a school of paint.
You can't just sit there and say she looks nice today. You have to just be morons about it.
And of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Yeah. That's me.
Engineering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incredibly boring show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us an email about anything, and you remain totally anonymous. In turn, we are brutally honest. This is the show of brutal honesty. If you want someone who will sensitively and caringly, with concern toward your feelings, will handle your issues, this is not the show for you, okay? Email somebody else. There's a million Christian programs that are very sensitive to how you feel. The purpose of this program is to be absolutely the opposite of that. We're tired of all the sensitivity nonsense. How about we just tell people the truth? So, if you're up for it and you want to know what we think and are ready for some brutal honesty, you can send it to us. If we like what you say, we will celebrate it. If not, we will castigate you. Three different versions of castigation. One, we will give you a swirly. This is when you stick your head in the toilet, flush it, and the water swirls around your head, so you snap out of your nonsense. If we think you're really crazy, you'll get the goat button, which is our way of saying to you, all right? And if you're really irritating us and think you're talking too much, we'll just hit the chicken button. So, if you can avoid any of those three buttons, you're doing pretty good. All right? So, what do you got for today?
You're on a roll already,
marm,
aren't you? School marm.
You know what the Abba Dabba School of Paint is?
No, I don't.
It's like, you know, when people just, it sounds really bad, but, you know, if you can't control your fingers or the dexterity, just put a sponge in their hand and just let them go at it.
You guys.
Dab here, dab there, smear here, smear there.
Look at his get up today. He's just nothing
but. Yeah, I know. That's cool.
The tattoo coming through. I'm black and white. Do not adjust your
TV sets.
It's
just a cool
card. That's all it is.
I can pull it all the way across. It's got a neck thing that'll go all the way across. It's just me being hip, man. It's just,
you are hip.
Come on,
you are so
this
cool.
Is a cool shirt, though.
You got to wear stuff like that when you're old in age.
I got this in Africa. Kind of looks like an acid trip.
How old is Mandela?
How old is Mandela? 92, I think.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You're old.
I didn't mean to say that about your blouse.
Oh,
with the high
NPR,
we're just having fun. All right.
Okay.
What do you got?
This little story was sent in by several listeners several months ago. It was all over the news. Mm-hmm. The attractive married woman that worked as a dental assistant after 10 years of performing a stellar job was fired because she was deemed too attractive and represented a threat to the dentist owner's marriage.
Ooh.
No affair, no allegations of an affair,
just
but the dentist's wife worked there and apparently found some personal but not sexual text messages and wanted her gone. So she filed suit saying unjust termination, and 7-0, the court ruled against her and said bosses can fire employees that they see as an irresistible attraction, even if the employee
awesome that they
has
would
not engaged.
On the side of the guy. Yeah. That's amazing. First of all, it's not the, it was the wife.
Right.
It was the wife. So I don't want Ho Chi Minh around here because it's going to cause my husband to fall. Smart lady.
Yeah. I'm on a no higher list in Iowa just because of that.
What's that?
I said, I'm on a no higher list
just
because
you're so good looking.
Yeah.
I know. I know. So, folks, here's the issue. If you're working for some guy and you're still working for him, that's because you're ugly. No, it doesn't mean.
They say the such firings may be unfair.
We have a strictly
but
ugly policy.
Unlawful.
It's not. It's unfair.
It's unfair, but it's not unlawful.
Right.
And in his shop, he has the right to do whatever he needs to do to remove the temptation. But they did criticize him for telling her the reason. He just could have said it's not working out. Needed no explanation. That he was rather dumb in telling her, "Well, my wife wants you to go." Blah 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 blah.
You're too good looking.
It was funny because they discussed it on Fox News.
If you get too cute, you're out of here.
You're out of here.
You're out of here.
What did Fox
you
News
say,
when
though?
They discussed
has
it,
a shelf life?
Sexy has a shelf.
Sexy
smart
has a shelf
forever.
Life.
Sexy has a shelf life.
Yeah. All right, all right. So much for that. Enlightening.
The news ladies on the Five, when I watched it, and they talked about, they said being hot is not a protected class.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I'm surprised I didn't get fired more because I was so good looking.
You were too good looking to.
You know,
keep
I just
on.
Walk in the room and you just sense this.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Maybe just the last part.
That's what plays. That's what plays when you walk into the office.
That's right, because I'm so pretty.
So they can fire you for that.
That's right.
No explanation.
If you walk into the room and you're dancing around to that music, you can get fired.
Yes, you can.
That's right. All right. We will be back with your very serious emails right after this break.
Download your free Mark Gunger app today to see all of the latest from the world of Mark Gunger.
Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Answering your emails that you can send to us at laughyourway.com. See now, Nancy. See, I got a monitor here, and I can see that this is sticking out.
I know every Sunday.
Can you can preach. You not put a monitor, those two monitors on, and seeing the signal?
I've seen
I don't
it.
Care.
I was yelling at you from
do
our
that.
Campus.
I mean, every show, every time I people who don't listen, they tape our show when I'm preaching. I can't see myself. There's, I always have like one thing.
One collar up, one collar down.
Oh, yeah. You don't know it, right?
Yeah, right.
You can't see yourself. And then later on TV, you look like a dork. I look like a dork anyway. Turn those monitors on, all right? So I can look at my beautiful self, and I see something sticking up. I can fix it. Good heavens. Anyway. Email. What do you got?
Okay. Ba-da. Just because I like to see you get mad, we'll put this one to the top.
All right. What is it?
It's a guy writing dating question. He says, I wanted to ask you, what if a boy feels insecure about his girlfriend and due to his feelings of insecurity, he persuades his girlfriend to have sex? I don't know what any of this
what
has to do with
mean?
Anything.
What does that mean? What does that
mean?
I'm insecure, so let's get naked.
So
who thinks like that?
Better? I don't know.
I'm feeling insecure. Can we all get naked in here? Because I'm not feeling comfortable. Okay, do you think that would make you feel insecure?
Right? Anyway, that really wasn't the question, so I didn't delve into that.
All right.
So he persuades his girlfriend to have sex, and for both of the parties, it is special. His girlfriend is happy, and then they do it frequently out of the marriage boundary. Both of them are also committed to each other and also planning to marry in a
they
better
be
time
committed.
When they have a good career in life.
Committed to a nut house.
Will this situation be considered as sin?
Of course, you dork. You moron. Stop. What does it matter with these people? They make up their own morality.
Yeah.
The Bible's very clear. Not married, no sex. Mm-hmm. Keep your clothes on.
We're committed
keep
to
your
each
hands
other.
Off. And here's the thing. These are the guys who whine about that. Why? Why can't we have sex? What? Just marry the girl. What's the big stinking deal?
Well, he said in a better time when they have a better career, and I asked,
oh, they can
when is that?
Stick it. I'm tired of this. You got to have money to be married. It is absurd, ridiculous concept. People for centuries got married when they had nothing. I got married when we had nothing.
See, I told you I could make him mad.
You build a career together. You build a life together. Who? So no, instead they're going to sin against God. Are they Christians or maybe they're heathens?
I asked, they are you heathens. Active Christians in your local church? And he says, yes.
No, they're both probably devil worshipers. They probably Christians sacrifice goats and howl at the moon.
And they're planning on
Christians.
Winning.
I love this version of Christianity.
Years.
I love this version where you ignore what Christ taught. We just make it up.
It's optional.
But yet I'm still a Christian.
But it was really special, and they were happy when they did it together, and they're committed to each other.
Yeah, I'm sure they're sinning happily.
Mm-hmm. It's like that sin makes you feel real happy.
It's like being saying you're really a committed Jewish guy and you eat ham sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
What kind of version of Judaism is that?
Mm-hmm. Modern, Dave.
I'm a real committed Muslim, but I get drunk every night. What kind of version? I mean, for heaven's sakes, you say you're a Christian. How about you follow the teachings of Christ? And don't have sex outside of marriage. And here's a big stinking deal. Just get married. So what's their plan?
5 years.
I said, how
long before you can marry? And he told me 5 years.
All right. He needs a swirly. For heaven's sake. And a goat button. And a chicken. It's the trifecta.
It's the trifecta. It's the jackpot.
What an idiot.
Good Lord.
Why are you waiting 5 years
to get a better job and career?
Who cares? Who says you have to have a better career to get married? Who says that? These, I'm telling you, parents and stuff like that. You know, you yell at these kids. You know who ought to be horsewhipped are their parents?
Because a lot of them hear it from their parents.
You parents are the one who have sold your souls to the devil and worship money for heaven's sakes. Who cares about the God of heaven? Don't you dare insult the God of money. We love you, money. Oh, money. Hallelujah, money. Praise the name of money. Oh, young people, you got everything. Your career, money is the most important thing. Who cares if you fornicate? Who cares if you sin against God? Who cares if you contract venereal diseases? We don't care about that. Just don't insult money. I have had it with people like this. Good Lord, no one in the world dying and going to hell. Christians can't even get their heads straight. At least don't say you're a Christian. Say you're a heathen or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you claim to be a Christian, and you're freely having sex and violating God's word. I've had it. What an idiot. These people, they're idiots. Who is committed? You're going to say engage for 5 years. Who does that? Only really, really, really stupid people do this.
Well,
and there's a lot of them out there. It's not rare.
There's a lot of people.
But I don't care if it's gazillions of them. They're all stupid. You are in love with each other. You want to get married. You get married. You set a date within a year and you get married. And enough of this nonsense. Who knows where they're going to be in 5 years?
I know.
So what are you going to do if you get her pregnant? You going to get an abortion?
Oh, some people do that too.
Is that the plan? You really committed Christians? You're going to murder your own baby because you got to wait for a career before you can have the baby? Us.
I knew it would make you
mad. Throw that away. People like just done. Irritate the snot out of me. It's clear that people don't listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
I sighed.
Jesus said, don't even look and lust. Paul said, don't even touch the girl if you're not married to her.
Right.
That's what it says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7. Don't even touch.
To the
but
whole,
now
they love
today,
each other, they're committed, and they think that that's all that's required.
Because we have deceived ourselves by our culture that says human love is greater than God's law. Human love is greater than God's righteousness. God says, do not fornicate. But we say it's okay because we love each other. God's word says, do not commit adultery. And there's millions of people who are claiming to be Christians and say, well, we're committing adultery, but you know, we didn't mean for it, but we love each other. See, because human love is greater than God's law.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are people, this is a whole gay thing, you know. The Bible's pretty clear on the whole gay thing, but they say, but we love each other. So it's because we have deceived ourselves into thinking human love is greater than God's righteousness. Here's God's righteousness. It's okay. It's nice. It's pretty high. But there's something greater than God's righteousness. It's human love, and it is a bunch of horse manure. Human love never, never in any way, shape, or form exceeds God's righteousness. Listen to me. You might be fornicating, and you may truly love each other. You may love each other more than any two human beings have ever loved each other since the beginning of humankind. You make Romeo and Juliet look like amateurs. Your love might be deeper than anything that anybody has ever experienced in life. It's still wrong. You might be committing adultery and say we love each other. And you may truly, I mean literally, on a human scale, they may love each other more than any two people have ever loved each other since the beginning of time. It's still wrong. Human love never is lifted higher than God's law. The fact that you people even think like this means you don't get it. God's righteousness is here. Human love at the best is way down here. It never changes God's standard. And here's the thing. It's not like he can't have sex with a girl.
Just marry the girl.
I mean, there's no excuse. The fornicating, there's no excuse for that. Adultery, that's tougher. You can't just go have sex with somebody else because you love them. You just can't do it. The Bible is very clear about that, okay? You know, you might feel real love and attraction to some woman if you're a woman of the same sex, or God's, it's still, according to God's word, is wrong. Even though you love each other greatly, God's standard is higher than human love, and we don't believe that. You know, you actually see it in Hollywood movies. You'll see a lot of the time. Where an angel will come down to earth, and they have a choice of either remaining as an angel or giving up their eternity so they can have sex with some woman, and they give it up. And it's worth it. They opt for the. They literally teach in Hollywood that human love. It would be better to get laid.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it would be better to get laid than to remain an angel in the presence of God.
Yeah,
an angel in the presence of God. Yeah. As amazing as that is,
it's still not as good.
It's still
Meg
not
Ryan.
As getting laid as the Meg. Yeah, like I'm gonna go to hell for Meg Ryan. Y'all are crazy, you people. And this is a guy like that. These couples like this. And there's tons of Christians out there like this. They think human love exceeds God's righteousness. And you are going to be in for a shocker on Judgment Day. I'm telling you, it is not. Stop it. Especially, I get adultery. That's a tough one. There's no way of making that right. You can't get it right. You know, you feel you're attracted to another person of the same sex. Biblically, there's no way to make that. You just got to pull away from it. But for some people who are single and you're in love with somebody, there is no excuse for the fornicating. You can marry the girl. There's no reason that you need to continue sinning against God this way. Just marry the girl and build your career together. You know how many married people have put each other through college throughout? Yeah. Well, they act like if you go to school, it's impossible to be married. It's such an absurd premise that you have to have a career before you get married. Says who?
We hear it all the time, though. Either they think it, their parents tell them that, their churches are telling that. You have to be in a better place. You have to be stable. You have to be financially ready. They hear it all over the place.
Yeah.
We hear it all the time.
Yeah, there's a judgment day coming. People don't take it seriously. You know how often Jesus would talk and say, there's a judgment day coming. Mm-hmm. Do this, don't do this, because there's a judgment day. Why? Because someday. And he said, don't think just because everyone who says, Lord, Lord, gets into the kingdom of God.
It's coming.
Just those who do the will of my Father. You think the will of the Father is for you to screw your girlfriend? Do you think that it? Do you really think that's the will of God for you? If you do, you're crazy. And you're in a bad place. You're in a dangerous place. You need to stop it. And all of you, listen to me. There is no reason for fornication. There's just none. You're with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You want to have sex? Get married. It's very simple. Then you can have sex until your eyeballs pop out. But short of that, there's no excuse for it. We've just lost our minds. We don't take the Bible seriously. And I'll tell you who does take righteousness seriously is God.
Mm-hmm.
You wait and see. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
JimmyBratcher.com. You listen to the Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Ross, Diane, and myself. Me going crazy. I also got all three of them, man. Swirly, goat button, and chicken all at once. All right, what do you got now?
Okay, this is another kind of dating / remarriage question. She says, my fiance is addicted to Facebook.
Okay.
He is constantly posting random updates and pictures of himself on his page. My dilemma is that he has a lot of female friends who love to comment on his postings. I struggle with jealousy and insecurity. Looking at his posts doesn't help my issues. I feel like he needs and is seeking attention, which leaves me wondering why the attention that I give him isn't enough to satisfy his needs. I don't know if I can marry him, knowing this is an issue for us. Your help and guidance is much needed. Now, there's a lot more to the story, but why I don't think she should marry him, but just based on this alone,
okay,
what do you say? I can give you the other information.
The minute you have to use the phrase, my fiance is addicted, forget anything else beyond that. Mm-hmm. You dump him. You get out of there. I don't care if he's addicted to porn. I don't care if he's addicted to Facebook. I don't care, whatever he's addicted to, booze, alcohol. Why are you going to marry someone that you know has a problem in an area, something that dominates their life? What's wrong with you girls? Why are you staying with these guys? These women are so desperate to be loved. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it's a curse on them. Mm-hmm. It literally is part of the curse.
We've
talked about this before. The curse on men is that they would have to work hard and everything would work against them mm-hmm. while they're working hard. The curse on women, everybody forgets. Everybody thinks it's just the one, pain and childbirth. It's not. She got a double whammy. You're going to have pain in childbirth and you're going to have this desire for him. So there's going to be some unnatural desire. You're going to want to connect with a man even though he is an idiot and a moron and a disaster for you. But you girls have to know, if you're in Christ, you've been set free from the law of sin and death. You got to quit thinking like pagans. Unsaved women, non-Christian, well, I get marrying and hanging with destructive people. I don't get. But you as people of faith, stop it. He's addicted to anything. You dump him, you move on. That's what the dating process is for. Find out whether or not he's a psycho or if he's a healthy guy. Clearly, you've already discovered he's not a healthy guy. What do? You move on. Dump him and move on. Quit being desperate. Dump him and move on. Because if you marry this guy, you're going to be miserable. And you're going to go to your pastor and your friends at church and people like me, and you're going to suck the life out of people. People like you should not be getting married. And if you marry this guy, you should be branded with something on your forehead that says, do not counsel. Mm-hmm. People like you who intentionally get married in bad situations and then need counseling, you suck the life out of the church, you should be banned from counseling. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get married ahead of time, you don't know any better, that's one thing. But you know better. Stop it. Get away from him. Good grief.
So there's other reasons why she shouldn't be with this
quick,
guy. He has two children, uh-huh. 11 and 3, from two other women that he was never even married to those women.
Okay.
He's never been in a relationship that's lasted longer than 3 years. She has two kids, 16 and 5.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they're having sex. They're not living together. He wants to, but they attend church regularly. You know, there's like
what do
a
churches
billion reasons
teach?
Why this is such
not,
a bad idea.
We're not condemning people, but are we not teaching righteousness at any level?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it without hating people. We do it all the time at our church. Yeah. Look, we don't hate you, but what you're doing is wrong. These people have no sense of what they're even doing is wrong. I love these committed Christians of Jesus, and they're fornicating their little brains out. That's why she can't think straight, because she's having sex with this guy. You need to get rid of this guy today.
Caution, The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Feels like I'm flying. There's no denying that love isn't love without you.
This is what Ross sings to me every day.
What's that? I'm sorry, I'm sending somebody a message on Facebook.
Without you.
I'm responding on Facebook to a message.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. Ignoring you.
We're interrupting Ross's day here.
That's my addiction.
Yeah.
He's got his own addiction.
Don't believe me? Check it out. Am I not on Facebook?
You're listening
right
to the Mark Gunger Show. That was the music of Michael O'Brien. Check out his music on iTunes. Get his CD. It's fabulous. Or go to michaelo.org. Diane Briley with me, answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. What do you got?
Okay, this one says, I am currently deployed and will be going home on R&R in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I have been far from the two-minute wonder that most men are.
What he's talking about, boys and girls, for those of you who don't understand, one of the problems that a lot of men have, sex is over in 2 minutes or less. And it's not a very fulfilling experience for the girl. We call it the two-minute drill.
Yes.
All right?
And he doesn't typically have that problem, but okay. The concern is when I get back, though, that he will be
mm-hmm.
because of not having had sex for all this time.
Yeah.
Is there anything I or my wife can do to keep this from happening, or just the old-fashioned way, lots of practice? And he says, I'm always good with that. To head off the obvious question, so he's listened to the show before,
uh-huh.
No porn and no not into masturbation.
God
so.
Bless him. Say, listen, isn't it amazing? Our culture says it's impossible. Men have to masturbate. No, they don't. Mm-hmm. They say everybody masturbates. No, they don't. I know all kinds of guys who don't. Yeah.
Even this guy, he's off serving, doing his deployment, not doing it.
This idea, see, they keep dumbing down the man bar. They want men, they keep dumbing down the behavioral bar for men, and then they complain because men act so badly. People are crazy. What do you think is going to happen when you keep saying men can't help it, men can't help it? Of course they can help it. Anyway, dude, your answer? Lots of practice. You say, how can I avoid this from happening? You probably can't initially. It's fine. It's just, look, it happens from time to time. Every sexual encounter doesn't have to be a glory. Some of them are quick. Yeah. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. All right, as long as she's good with it, it is what it is.
Well, then man, you just get to go again.
A man has his needs, all right? But you just, the way to overcome it, focus on the girl and just get sexually active again. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Now, it's like when you get married.
Yeah.
If you're getting married for the first time, sex is like a 3-second experience.
Really. Last very long.
But there we go. Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's fine.
Redo.
Just, it's fine. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. All right.
No.
What else you got?
Okay. This one says, oh, speaking of masturbation.
How lovely.
She says, I've heard a common argument for masturbation is that it helps young boys to control themselves sexually.
Okay. Again, this again is what irritates me. It is the dumbing down the bar of male behavior. They are saying, they're literally telling moms and dads that they have to encourage their boys to masturbate, because if they don't masturbate, they will go crazy and they'll rape girls. And it is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes around raping because they didn't masturbate. Oh, goodness. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is what she's heard.
However,
I have heard a common argument for masturbation that it helps young boys to control themselves sexually. However, I just watched one of your YouTube videos where you said in general that masturbation is wrong. Mm-hmm. I guess this is the first time I've heard that it is bad, and I would like to know more. So,
you know how many Christians say this to me?
Yeah, and I asked her, are you coming from a secular or Christian worldview?
First time.
Yeah.
What are you churches out there? You know, I'm not trying to be more holy or righteous. I'm not. I don't know anything. But I got a few basics down. How can it be? You know, I remember when I was in Africa. And I was saying, guys, this is wrong. And those pastors looked
at
me like,
eyes
really?
Lit up.
These were Pentecostal.
You mean it's bad?
Worshiping churches and the pastors and the elders of the church. When I challenged this idea of math, they said, you mean you think it's wrong? Good Lord, no wonder we're having such. When the pastors and the elders of our churches are stunned at the concept, this is wrong. What are they telling these boys?
Nothing.
Jesus said, if you so much as look at a woman, you commit adultery. How is that a sin, but masturbating not a sin? Because you can't, and I don't know about women, apparently women say they can touch themselves and do this without thinking about anybody. Okay, all right. But men can't, I'm telling you right now. A man cannot. That's why they need the porn. That's why they need the magazines. That's why they need the visual images in their head. They are lusting in their hearts up the wazoo. Jesus said, if you just think about it, it's a sin. How is thinking about some other woman and playing with yourself until you fool your body into a pathetic excuse of an orgasm, how is that not a sin from a Christian worldview? What in God's name are these pastors thinking? And it's so discouraging. You go and the pastors look at you and go, you think that's wrong? Oh, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore.
I think they hear often in some of these Christian circles, websites, books, Christian teachers and pastors that it is okay. Like, it's do that instead
of frustrating?
Fornicating.
Go to a conservative Jewish website. Because they ask the question, can a young man masturbate? You know what the answer will be? A conservative Jewish man committed to God does not masturbate. He gets married. Go to a Muslim website. Do it, seriously. And I'm not afraid of you. You're not going to become a Muslim convert. Just go and check it out. And you'll see where the imams are being asked, is it okay to masturbate? You know what they say? A Muslim man does not masturbate. If he has a sexual need, he gets married. Jews and Muslims have a greater sense of morality and clarity about how a man should behave than Christianity. Because when you go to Christian websites, all of a sudden, is it okay to masturbate? Well, it's okay if, and it's helpful and keeps men from going crazy. And as long as you do it as an act of worship to Jesus and all the insane.
And the Bible doesn't say anything about it.
The Bible doesn't say, of course, when you start with don't even think about it, pretty much covers everything else. It doesn't have to say, not man. Well, Bible doesn't say you can't masturbate. Bible doesn't say you can't drive off a cliff either. Okay, there's all kinds of things about you shouldn't kill yourself, all right? That would mean don't drive off a cliff. If Jesus said don't even think about it, and Paul said don't even touch a woman, pretty much No touchy, no thinky. No touchy, no thinky. This is the Bible standard. No touchy, no thinky. And how do we go from touchy to thinky, where men of God are writing, well, it's okay for Christians to masturbate. Good. And then again, back to this thing of dumbing down the behavior in men. Men cannot control themselves. That's what they're saying.
You have to do something.
Paul said, if you're having a problem with lust, get a wife. That's what it says. But we ignore what the Bible says, and we make up and we change God's morality. We corrupt the measures of Christianity. We drag it into the mud, saying the answer is no, it's a masturbate, fantasize. Look at porn. Look at other women. Get these filthy thoughts in your mind and gratify yourself. Really, pastors, this is our message? Really, elders, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is our message. The Jesus that we say we're supposed to follow, we corrupt his message, throw it out, and we come up with this alternate version of reality? What the heck? Jesus, don't even think about it. In the very next words, he says, if your eye offend you, if your hand offend you, gee, I wonder what you could do with your hand. I don't know. Wave? Is that it? Your hand
is waving.
If your hand offends you, your hand's out of control. Ah! Gee, I wonder. They say the Bible doesn't talk about masturbating. I wonder what that means. Mm-hmm. If your hand I don't know. Seriously, guys. We can't just study what Jesus said and honor what he said. How about we do that? Well, what are our young men going to do? Here's a clue. Get a wife. How about you do that? And listen, no man is going to go insane and explode, and he's not going to turn blue, and his wheelie isn't going to fall off, or all the other insane things. Not going to start raping women because he doesn't masturbate. And then we lower the bar so much for men, and then men act badly, and we sit around confused. Gee, I wonder why men act badly. When Jesus did the opposite, he raised the bar as high as he possibly could, to the point where he said, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. We're supposed to be followers of Christ. Do you think Jesus sat around and masturbated? Guys, do you really think that? Pastors, do you really think that? Do you think apostles sat around and yanked on their willies? Do you really think that's what lusting and fantasy? Do you think that really is the message of Christianity? What is the matter with us? How about we start getting men to respond positively by challenging them to a higher standard? And isn't it interesting that Judaism and Islam seem to attract more men than Christianity today? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they give a clear standard of proper behavior of men. It's Christianity. Because we're so desperate to make people feel good about themselves, we've lowered the bar. You know, you could have a women's conference where women drink wine or something. Nobody says anything. But if a men's conference, men do the exact same thing, we did that. Mm-hmm. People screamed and hollered. Well, the women did. Well, yeah, but this is men. I mean, there is an absolute thinking that men cannot control themselves, that you have to toddler-proof the room when a man comes in. A man is a... Do you know that today men can't even work in nurseries and stuff? Because all men, apparently, are sexual perverts.
Apparently.
All men are filthy pigs. All men can't control themselves. All men have to masturbate. They keep trying to lower the bar. I don't know how much lower you can get. Pretty soon we'll be crawling around like apes.
Right? To be on all fours instead of upright.
And then we wonder why men are in the mess they are. How about we as Christian men reject that nonsense and start raising the bar? Doesn't mean you hate people. Doesn't mean you condemn people who fall short of the standard. You just say, let's rise up to the standard. Let's show you how to do it right. But when you've got so many leaders in the church today who've bought into this thing that if you don't masturbate, you'll go crazy, why would Jesus say what he said if it's okay to masturbate? Why would he say that? If he said, don't look at lust as a woman and watch what you do with your eyes and with your hand. I tell you, we have lost the message of the gospel. We don't preach it. We have a corrupted version of the gospel, and when you go to Pentecostal, spirit-filled, big, God-worshiping, trying to preach the gospel churches, and you look at the leaders and elders of the church encouraging your boys, man, they need to stop this, and they look at you and go,
huh?
You mean masturbating's wrong? Whoa, we are in a mess. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
With clouds from my past,
We're back. Mark Gunger, Diane Briley, Ross Allen, because Jeff Ski talking about love, marriage, and relationship. Just finished my ranting. Every so many shows, you got to live this whole thing again about masturbating. But anyway, all right, what do you got?
Okay, dating question. She wants to know, is it okay to kiss your boyfriend or girlfriend when you're dating? I'm not talking about making out, but just a quick peck on the lips when dating.
I think it's fine. You know, it's up to you guys. I will say this. Don't start something you can't finish. Mm-hmm. Why inflame the passions more than they need to? But no, I think it's fine. But then again, see, I'm different than everybody else. I think you date for a year, you make a decision to get married, and with another year, married. You know, kissing in the meantime of that time frame is pretty manageable.
Yeah.
But when you think, no, we date for 8 years and then we're engaged for five more years, then, well, yeah, now you gotta, oh, you can't do anything because you'll never last.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it at all. There are people who want to say, I've never been kissed except on my wedding day.
Well, yeah, some people do that.
That's fine. I don't care.
So kissing is fine.
Hey, show's about what I think. That's what I think.
That's what you think.
All right.
Okay, next one is also a dating question. It is a woman writing. She says, I listen to your show regularly, and I'm hoping you can help me with my relationship dilemma. 22 All right. years old, just finished school, and practicing registered nurse.
Okay.
My life is on track, and I'm doing well. I'm a Christian, single all my life, kept myself pure. 7 months ago, I began dating a Christian guy, same age. Our relationship is long distance. They apparently live in different cities 6 hours away. Met through a mutual friend's wedding. He comes to visit every month or so. He doesn't stay with her, so they're keeping themselves pure. We haven't met each other's families, anything like that. We've sought counsel from mutual married friends of ours, and they seem to approve of the relationship.
Okay, that's good. All that's good so far.
Yes, all of it's so good. She said, our relationship is becoming really serious. We both see marriage and family down the road. However, we both feel we are called to serving God in different ministries. I feel called to continuing with my nursing work in missions overseas. And
my wife used to nurse. You know that? Then the kids got too old. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so she wants to nurse.
She didn't have to go to school for it either.
No, she
just kind of came natural. I don't quite understand it.
Hmm.
Oh, you mean medical nursing?
Yeah, medical nursing.
No, I'm sorry. Registered
nursing, yes.
All right.
Okay, overseas. And he feels called to serving in church full-time somewhere in North America.
Uh-huh.
His heart does not lie in serving the third world like mine does.
All right.
We're unsure of what to do next. We really don't want to end our relationship.
Think about it. Come on.
You don't know what to do.
Do I give her the go button or not? I'll be nice. What, at least a swirly or something, huh? You know what a swirly is? It's just you stick your head in the toilet and you flush it and it swirls around your head and the water splashes you in your face and then maybe you wake up from your delusion.
I don't know. I think it deserves a chicken too because, you know, I don't know what to do next. Well, that was pretty well thought out right there. Sounds like you guys have talked about what you want to do.
I want to do this.
And he wants.
And he wants to do that.
No.
I don't know,
no.
Susie. What do you think you should do?
Gentlemen, you're missing it.
We are?
They want to be able to do what they want to do and to be married. They want the best of both worlds to have their cake and eat it too.
How?
I'm just saying, that's
possible.
What they
it's
want.
It's not possible.
They want to honor God, but they don't
again.
Know if their relationship can withstand.
Quit over-spiritualizing everything. Use your brain, okay? Gee, I want to live in Romania. Huh, I want to live in California. What should we do? I don't know. How about you break up and find somebody else? How about you want to live in Romania? How about you marry some guy who wants to go to Romania with you?
Well, we're trying to honor God and we've committed to each other.
Well, you know, how about you don't be stupid? How about you honor God by not being an idiot?
Stupid.
That's
no,
what we'll do.
No,
seriously.
I agree.
How about we honor God by not being stupid?
Yes.
That will be your plan. You want to honor God?
Stupid does,
don't be stupid. All right? There's a radical concept.
That's...
Does that mean?
I think God would be thrilled.
If you would just honor him by not being stupid?
Not being stupid.
Get married. Honor God, you know, through your marriage, and then see how resentful you are because you believe that this man robbed you from pursuing what God's call in your life was, or vice versa.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
That's right.
Even Forrest Gump had more sense than these people.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest. We should have the gospel according to Forrest.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
And that's the dumb part of the Forrest thing, because that's what she's thinking.
Yeah.
You never know what's God's will. He wants to be on one side of the world, I want to be on the other. I wonder what God's will for us.
Gee.
You never know what you're going to get.
Now, maybe you do. If you think through it just for a minute.
You can kind of see the writing on the wall with this one.
She clearly put it there.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And I, look, I'm sure she's a sweet girl.
I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she's mortified that we're making fun of her.
I'd love for her to buy me a cup of coffee. I'm sure we'd have a great conversation.
We would treat you nice. If you came, we would be so sweet to you. We'd hug you. We'd kiss you. We think it was fabulous, okay? But come on, lady. You can't. She just finished college?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe colleges now, that they don't know how to read and write. What kind of college? Maybe you just
well,
get,
she wrote the email.
Maybe she did. Maybe she spoke in one of these computer programs and it typed for her because she doesn't know how to type.
Thing, yeah.
Could be. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school. You would think they're semi-educated people, right? Semi-intelligent, partially intelligent to some degree. When you feel absolutely called by God to be here, and the other person feels absolutely called by God to be here, maybe you should not date.
I don't think colleges teach a course on common sense. You can't really teach that. Just saying.
It leaves you speechless to an extent.
What's amazing is people pay me
for
this advice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
As if I'm really intelligent. I don't know. Seems pretty simple to me. How about you find somebody else? Or, you want to get really biblical? She should submit to her husband.
Yep.
Give up on her goals and follow him.
Yeah, if you want to be real spiritual about it all.
You know, but if you're convinced God wants you to live in Bonga Bonga land,
yeah,
go get somebody. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Grief. Take a break. We'll be back with more.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
See you dancing in the puddles that the showers left.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show with Ross Allen Skorzewski and Diane Brierley. We just got this email from this lady. Young girl, 22. She's so-called in love with this guy. They think they're supposed to get married, but he feels called to be what, in California or something like that?
Stay in North America.
Okay, and she feels called to the mission field. To me,
overseas.
That is like, it's so stinking clear. And here's the thing. As much as I'm trying to smack her, mm-hmm. okay, we have created this culture. It wouldn't surprise me if they haven't gone to all kinds of people for counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what their counselors have told them? Gee, I don't know. Just, you know, let's pray about it. Now, listen, I'm not against prayer. But I truly believe much of what people say, let's pray about, is just the biggest Christian cop-out in the world. These are people who don't want to use their brains. They can't even talk about the obvious. They don't want to make a decision. Nobody wants to be responsible. If you go to anybody for counseling and all they give you is an answer is just pray about it, get away from them. Go find someone who understands the scriptures, understands principles for life, and has wisdom, who can actually speak into your life. If you're around people who are always telling you to pray about it, you are around a bunch of spiritual nitwits. Just pray about it. Let's see. He wants to be in California. I want to be in Romania. What should we do? Or just pray? What do you mean just pray about it? That's pretty clear to me.
Right.
How about you guys not do this? Find someone who wants to go in those directions.
Right.
Why is this so complicated? Apparently, this we need some big revelation. You got a thought?
Well, no, it kind of baffles me. I think to myself, if you feel that boldly, you feel that God is impressed on your heart to do something, what would stand in your way from doing that? Other than your feelings, you know, or is it just people today? Can they say, well, I'm committed to this person? They know that they're, does that hold more weight than the call of God on your life?
I don't, you know, you could challenge us at many levels. First of all, you could go and just challenge the call. How do you know you're called to do this? How do they know this?
Well, you have to understand,
most Christians, even a lot of pastors that I know, will tell you they've never heard a voice about anything.
Right.
They just started stepping out in faith, and God directed them and opened doors, and they feel, that's me, that's my story. I never heard God tell me anything about, Mark, I want you to do this. And a lot of these guys, they read the Old Testament, and they think that's normal. Or they think they're Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle, literally, when you literally hear God in an audible voice say, hey, you need to go to Macedonia,
mm-hmm.
all right, now you're called. But I bet you they didn't hear that.
It's this big
How does she even know?
Thing.
How does she even know she's supposed to go overseas? How does he know he's supposed to stay in North America? How do they know these things? They're
where's
so spiritual.
God's call and
but
where's
unless
your
you go and do
and
it,
thoughts.
See here, if she believes that, then go do it.
Then go
and
do
then
it.
See
what are you even doing in North America? Get the heck out of here. Go on a mission trip. Get
you know,
out.
If it's validated in your actions by going there, you'll never know unless you go do.
But she hasn't even done it yet.
Oh, I know.
It's like these people say, I feel called to youth ministry. Really? Do you work with kids now?
No.
Well, then how do you know you're called? You know, I don't know. I just feel it in my heart. I know guys like this. I can mention names with
kids.
They might listen to the show. You know, if you're called youth minister, really? Does anybody think you should be called? No. Has anyone ever put you in charge of youth minister? No.
Nope.
You spend time with young people? No. Like, what?
It's just this weird psycho-spiritual thing.
It's weird.
It's over-spiritualized now. So look, let's concede that in fact she's called to go overseas and he's called to stay here.
Break it up.
Just break it up.
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy one, folks. Mm-hmm. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.